Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. I have a lovely guest on my podcast today, Gajinda Bogle, who is a marketing consultant, and I'm going to let her tell us a little bit more about what she does. Gajinda and I met on a group business mastermind a year ago now. We've only kind of connected in the last kind of month or so properly, but she's got a gorgeous story about manifestation that I wanted her to share. But we'll get her to introduce herself first, and then we'll go into some of the details. So take the floor.
Thank you so much, Jude. Thank you for inviting me onto your podcast, and hello to everybody listening. So as Jude mentioned, I'm Gajinda Bogle. I'm a marketing consultant, and I support soul-based business owners with their marketing strategy. So really helping them serve more people and make more impact in the world.
How did you come across manifestation, and how recent was your journey into it?
So I came across it only a year ago. So not too long ago, literally 12 months ago, I was invited onto this vision board party. Obviously, me thinking there's lots of alcohol involved, lots of party snacks, all of that kind of stuff, but it wasn't. It was just loads of magazines and paper and sticking stuff on it. But it was just a really amazing, amazing experience. So obviously, as I mentioned, being from a South Asian background, we don't really believe in manifesting. You know, our parents, if we sat there trying to manifest something, they'd be like, you know, just get out there and work, earn your money, and then you can buy whatever you want. You can manifest whatever you want with the money that you've earned. So for the majority of my life, that's how I grew up thinking what manifestation was. So coming across something that was like a vision board party really opened my eyes to this kind of alternative way of speaking to the universe, really. And I've been on an incredible journey ever since.
I didn't realize it was an in-person vision board party, which sounds amazing. So it was a physical vision board that you did, because the one that I do is just like Google, copy and paste, and put it onto like a Word document. So yours was a physical one with like cutouts and sticking and on an actual board, yeah?
Yeah, so it was online, but yeah, it was pretty much, I had to go out, right, okay, buy some magazines, and then we all got together where we had the big bit of card, uh-huh, and cut out whatever we wanted out of the magazines and stuck it on this kind of board.
Amazing.
Mine have moved on since to more like
digital.
What yours are. Yeah, the digital version.
It's just easier,
but
isn't it?
That's how it first started off. It is easier, and I think it looks neater as well.
Yeah, and you can kind of fill in gaps and make things bigger and smaller, and yeah, it's yeah, I much prefer mine being digital. Although I still have friends who do like tall old school, like to copy, like literally cut and paste. So in terms of the vision board, so you started that a year ago. Tell me the story about the Hoover first, and then a bit about like how quick things were able to manifest for you off your vision board.
So yeah, I had this funny story where I wanted a Hoover. I really, really wanted a Hoover. But I was like, I can't put that on my vision board. There was me with these like exotic holidays and all this other stuff on there. And I was like, if I put a Hoover, I just didn't feel right putting it on there. And then I realized that is probably the power of manifestation and visualization, that actually, if you put something on as a plan to get it, it only takes a very quick action to make it happen. So yeah, for example, for me, with that particular Hoover, I just thought I could just go and buy that right now. It's done and I've got it. And I'd done that, and I didn't wait for any money to come in or any of that stuff. I thought, do you know what? I could just buy it now. Why am I waiting? And I bought it, and I actually felt like such a sense of accomplishment and achievement just from that happening. And from then, I was almost so focused on these things on this vision board that I was pretty much living, breathing, embodying them every single day. And I think within 6 months, apart from a travel destination, everything came true. Everything happened. It was just kind of amazing. And one thing it actually reminded me of, Jude, was, you know, when we're kids, now this is probably going to show our age here, but you had an Argos catalogue.
Yeah.
I think we were manifesting for a very long time, but life gets in the way and you stop doing it. Mm. And I realized even when my kids plan their Christmas list, they literally get magazines, rip stuff out, stick it on a paper, and that's their Christmas list. So they're actually used to manifesting or doing these kind of vision boards from a very young age, and somehow we lose it as we get older.
Tell me a little bit about the power of your vision board and some sexier examples than a Hoover of what you actually manifested.
Yes. So I think the power of that vision board was, you know, we all have things that we want or we want to do or we want to happen, but they just stay in our head. And I feel we don't truly embody them. And having that constant reminder keeps you focused. And especially this time last year, because we were still in lockdown then, there was still a lot of noise going around with everything. There was masterclass things running all the time, and it was hard to stay focused as it was. But I really found the vision board, the visualization, and that constant reminder was what helped me kind of manifest a lot more. And some of the amazing things that I was able to manifest was a trip to Disney, a family holiday, which kind of happened. And it was the growth in my business that I was really, really looking for. And it was my 40th birthday last year. So there were some things that were happening around, you know, a Chanel handbag, a new laptop, and lots of little things that all kind of happened within the space of 6 months. And I really believe it was to do with that kind of vision board and that constant reminder of just literally manifesting day and night. And I put it in a place. So I spend a lot of my time in my office. So I had it on my office wall. So I saw it constantly.
Wow.
And it just kept me so focused.
That's so powerful, isn't it? Like my husband's vision board, he created it like I do on, you know, on Word or whatever, but he has it printed out and it sits like a small version of it. Like it's less than what is like A6 or something. It's tiny. And he sits it in front of his computer and it's there every day. Now, I'm not as good at that. But to be fair, when I sit and do my manifestation, I'll look at it on my iPad. So I do look at it every day. But I feel like you're encouraging me to print it off now.
Yeah.
So I may
honestly, well get it
printed off.
I took a picture of it and had it as the desktop on my computer.
Oh, really?
So it was just
nice.
A constant reminder.
As soon as you switched on the
computer. This is what I was kind of working towards. Yeah. This is what I was calling in.
Tell us about your son's manifestation story, because it's amazing.
Do you know what? Yeah, it couldn't have been better timing, right? Literally, his last few days, he comes home on Friday and he's like, oh, mummy, I'm going to watch Sing 2. The movie. And I'm like, are you? He goes, yeah, I've got some free tickets to go and watch Sing 2. And I was getting really excited. I was like, where did you get these free tickets from? And out of his bag, he pulls out these little yellow tickets that he's made for Sing 2. And I was like, oh, right. Okay, this is the game we're playing. And he'd done 11 of them, which was for each family member. So this is including the extended family. So my husband's siblings and the grandparents as well. So he'd put out all the tickets. He'd done a video, made me take a video of him role playing, being at the cinema with everybody, getting the popcorn, getting everything, sitting down to watch the movie, all of that kind of stuff. And he actually invited all the family round to watch a movie that evening. So they all came round. We all had the movie night, obviously with a different movie.
Oh my, he's a great party planner, isn't he?
Yeah, we had a tub of popcorn, all the snacks. And as we're watching a different movie, I get a text message from a friend asking me if I won 4 free tickets to watch Sing 2 on Sunday afternoon. And I was like, I literally was gobsmacked. And I was like, you what? And I told her what happened and with the manifestation of the head. Uh-huh. And she was just like, oh my God, you've so got to go.
How did she have the tickets then to give you?
I actually didn't ask her I think I was just, I think I was just so shocked that they came through. And that she was offering him, and he was just saying all of that stuff. And he was and when I told him, he was like, I told you I was going to get free tickets for scene two.
It's mad, isn't it? I love that confidence.
And I think we enjoyed it so much more because of the magic that surrounded the movie. So we had an absolutely amazing experience watching it yesterday.
So does he know about manifestation? Had you told him about manifestation, or is this him just like wishful thinking?
No.
Amazing.
And I think that's what it is. I think with kids, I think we're probably born with that. That's the thinking we have as children, but we are conditioned into a grown-up reality where things don't just happen from thin air. Like you have to work hard for them. And I really believe that happens because I remember as a child, when I wanted something, I would sit there and literally have my hands together praying to God, saying, I really want that Barbie doll, I really want that Barbie doll, I really want Barbie doll. And that's a form of manifestation in itself. Yeah. But as you grow older, you think, if you really want that Barbie doll, you need to go out, get a job, earn some money, and then you can buy it. And it's that conditioning that we kind of adopt and lose that kind of belief and manifestation. So I'm seeing manifestation through my children's eyes. And actually this is how that kind of magic happens, or how it works.
And it should stay, shouldn't it, as well? Like, I remember, it's funny now that you're saying that about a story formula. I remember, like, this is so weird, I was such a weird child. So I couldn't see very well when I was little, right? But it was a lazy eye. It wasn't like I needed glasses. So God love us, I had like a patch on one eye, right? And then, so I was like the little kid at school with a patch on her eye. Still loved school. Still, it was the best thing ever, little school. I didn't have it for very long. And then in the end, it was fine. The lazy eye kind of corrected itself. But they had still said that I didn't need glasses, but I really wanted glasses. Like, I thought I'd look really good in glasses, right? So I remember praying on a nighttime to God, like, please, I'll be good, like, for such a long time if you just let us wear glasses. And I'd pray every night, and then I eventually got to wear glasses. I was over the moon getting to be able to pick them, because I used to spend so much time in opticians and walking past the glasses. Just for my little patch. So being able to get the glasses, like, and that's why I still love wearing my glasses. Like, as much as I could totally just get my eyes corrected and get laser surgery, I really like buying glasses. It's like part of my outfit. But yeah, that's just brought it back to memory where I did. I literally prayed for my glasses. So excited when they said, oh yeah, I think she needs glasses. I was like, yeah, mom, come on, let's go and choose them. Yeah, I was dead chuffed. Bless us. Okay, oh my goodness, I love that story. Like, if you can start it early, it's so powerful. I tried to get my daughter into reading The Secret, and she was just not into it, like, from the start. She would do loads of magical things, like we'd stop at traffic lights and blow on them to turn them green, and she was like all for stuff like that. But trying to get her to read, I think it was called The Secret Teen Power or something, she just wasn't interested. But now, like, we have so many little rituals in my house. Like, so at the start of every year we do wish paper, and, you know, I bought her crystals and things. And she's definitely starting to realise that actually, if your mindset's focused on the thing that you want, you'll get more of that type of thing. And if your mindset's negative, then you'll get negative responses. So she's getting there, definitely. And she loves, like, the numbers things, you know. So she's like, oh, look, my phone, it's like 11:11 or whatever. Or
the angel numbers.
Yeah, she knows more about angel numbers than I do. And I think she knows a bit more about crystals and things. I'll be like, remember that crystal I said I liked? Which one was it? And she'll, like, send us a little Google of which one it was and what it's all about. So, yeah, like, she's totally in it. But to get it into a young age, I think from a mindset point of view, but also from a mental health point of view, it's really, really powerful, because if your mind's focused on the positives and gratitude, like, how good is that for your mindset if it's sat into that positive end of the scale rather than believing that, you know, life's tough, that's just the way it is, which is the way I was brought up. I love that that happened to him. Like, that's just... But the fact that he was like, well, yeah, of course it did. It's like...
Yeah, he didn't even batter an eye, did. He's like, of course I was going to get the tickets. I'm the one that told you I was going to get the tickets. And funny you should mention about crystals and stuff. So I've got crystals on my desk. And I've got this oil as well, if I can find the oil. It's a little kid's oil. So it's a happy oil, a happiness oil, little roller bottle. And my daughter, I find her coming in, and whenever she feels sad or down, she believes in this oil so much, she will literally come and just rub it on her wrists and inhale it and literally walk out of the office like a new girl. Like, and she'll rub the crystals, and I do feel like my husband's always like, what is this woo-woo? But I'm like, you know what, if it gives them something that they know that they can turn to if they need that support with how they feel, with their emotions, with their mindset, that it's not a bad thing, is it, to teach them something like that to help
them
through?
Definitely not. And I love that. And do you know what? Thank you so, such a, like, you're right. It was so timely. We'd booked this podcast in to be recorded about, I think, 3 weeks ago. And it was literally this weekend that I saw you post that story of the cinema ticket. So it was just divine timing, absolute divine timing. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
You're so welcome.
I'll pop your details on the show notes. So if anyone is interested in speaking to you about marketing for their business, then the link will be in the show notes. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Jude. And thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others, and it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judontcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.